The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 5 in our 10-part series of basic mindfulness and meditation instruction. If a fly lands on an elephant, it's no big deal for the elephant. If a fly lands on an ant, it's a pretty big deal for the ant. When we spend most of our time living in our world of thoughts, concepts, and ideas, the experience is one of being contracted or small. Our well-being is easily destabilized by every fly that comes along. There's a Japanese saying I love, "One man, one fly, in a very large room." How can we create a more resilient sense of well-being, a more stable foundation for the difficulties we encounter in life? In other words, how do we become more like the elephant than the ant? Imagine that the experience of navigating our world is like driving a double-decker bus. The upper deck of seats represents our world of thoughts, concepts, and ideas. This is the experience of what's going on between our ears. The bottom deck represents the direct experience of our senses in our body, our area of contact with the world, or the road. The location of our awareness, where we're paying the most attention, upper deck or lower deck, relates to the number of people occupying those seats. When we're lost in ruminative thought, distracted, worrying, reactive, hypervigilant, and so on, our upper deck is full of talkative passengers and our lower deck is empty. Most of our attention is directed at the conversations going on between the passengers and very little of it is directed at the road ahead, as if our windshield is dirty and our visibility is limited. We are distracted, not at all present. The center of gravity, or CG, of our bus is very high, and the bus is unstable, easily tipped over. As long as we're navigating our world under ideal conditions, driving slowly in a straight line, things are manageable and seem okay. But life isn't a series of ideal conditions. Our bus is zipping along pretty fast. Potholes and obstacles are everywhere. We jerk the wheel to miss a pothole. The bus starts to tip. This startles us. Our passengers tense up, clutching their seats. The volume of their chatter becomes louder. We overreact. The bus starts tipping even more the other way. Our passengers, that is, our thinking mind, becomes afraid, angry, upset, calling us names, criticizing the road, the bus, and so on. There's a feeling that if we let go, drop our vigilance, stop clutching the wheel and overreacting, we'll careen out of control. We're so busy and distracted navigating our high-speed, top-heavy world this way that we can't see what's actually going on. We simply don't understand. And the biggest thing we don't understand is that there's another way of being. What if we slow down and move our center of gravity, our CG of awareness, to the bottom deck? In meditation, we slow down. We shift our CG of awareness to a more embodied location. Calmly, we invite our passengers, our awareness, to sit on the lower deck, in contact with our world, right here, right now, and simply take in the view. Our ability to see what's actually going on, our field of view, improves. Windshield becomes clean and clear. We realize that many of the things we were frantically trying to avoid weren't actual obstacles. They were simply shadows, figments of our busy imagination. After our meditation, we begin to navigate our world again. Half the passengers move back to the top deck, but they seem more relaxed and calm. Our CG has improved. Our awareness is involved in both the necessary task of thinking, planning, remembering, and so forth, while also remaining more stable and embodied. our more favorable CG is providing stability, resilience, and a more open and inclusive awareness. We're not as distracted. Our view of the world is much less distorted. Right up until we realize we've forgotten about an important appointment and we're about to be late. Suddenly, we have a dirty windscreen. We're going 80 miles an hour, and all our chatty passengers are back on the top deck of our bus, tipping back and forth. Where did mindfulness go? Can we pick up the pace while our mind remains calm, our windscreen or perception remains clear, and our CG of awareness remains more grounded, embodied, and stable? Absolutely. But it takes practice in the form of regular meditation in order to create a new, less reactive momentum of mind. What about when some idiot cuts us off in traffic? With mindlessness and a reactive, distracted, top-heavy CG, we're easily destabilized, and before we know it, we're yelling out the window, flipping the bird, or having a proliferation of critical, judgmental thoughts. No stability, no momentary pause, lots of reactivity, and so forth. In the real world, taking evasive action to avoid an actual accident is essential. Beyond real-life emergency, what goes on between our ears is optional. With regular meditation practice, we can interrupt the momentum of a reactive mind, improving our overall experience while having a more favorable, grounded awareness. A more embodied, inclusive awareness that affords us a brief pause between stimulus and response where a choice can be made. Respond or react. Panic or choke. This is what we'll be working with as we begin today's meditation. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture. Gently close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw and shoulders. Relax your belly. Shift your CG of awareness by becoming aware of your body, your posture. Notice the contact points of the body being supported. In a moment, I'll guide you through three deep breaths. But for now, just listen to the instructions. As you breathe in, I'll be giving you a four count. At the top of the breath, I'll ask you to pause for a moment. Then, as you exhale, I'll ask you to purse your lips and restrict the airflow to make it twice as long as the in-breath, to a count of eight. So, let's begin now with an in-breath, deep in, with a four count. One, two, three, four. Pause at the top of the in, purse your lips to regulate the out-breath, and a long, slow out-breath with an audible whoosh to the count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Again, deep into a four count. One, two, three, four. Pause, purse your lips, and long, slow out to an eight count. One, two, three, four, five. And as you exhale, notice how your CG of awareness shifts to an embodied breath. So go ahead and do one more of those on your own. Four count in, pause, eight count out, and notice your center of gravity of awareness in the body. Now let the breath return to normal. Just let breathing happen on its own. When the mind wanders, that's okay. Just notice how your CG of awareness has shifted up. Bring your CG back into your body and begin again. Mind wanders into thinking. Notice it. Come back. Allow your awareness to be inclusive. What's going on in the body? Notice the sensations. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. The goal of the meditator isn't just becoming an expert at sitting or breathing. It's to develop the strength and stability of mindful awareness in our daily life, a momentum of mind that's less reactive, more resilient, and situationally aware. When I sense that I'm becoming reactive or destabilized by the relentless barrage of crap I encounter every day, I briefly check in and feel the sensation of the out-breath in my body, the contact point where awareness meets life in the actual world, the wheels of my metaphorical bus on the road. Coming to my senses with a pause between stimulus and response. A quick shift of CG that allows me a choice to respond instead of react. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.